This summer in Woodburn, Oregon, over 100 people will come together to build a community radio station over the course of a weekend. The Prometheus Radio Project is working with Oregon's largest Latino organization to give farm workers and tree planters access to the airwaves. Ciadi Gemachiza is the volunteer and events coordinator at Prometheus Radio, and she's organizing what they call a community radio barn raising in Woodburn. Ciadi joins me on the phone this morning from Philadelphia. Hi, Ciadi.
Hi, how are you, Jane?
Pretty good, thanks. Now, it sounds hard to believe, to think that people could construct a community radio station in just a few days. What actually gets built over the weekend?
Well, on Friday, the whole workshop, the Radio Barn Raising Conference, we call it, lasts from Friday morning until Sunday afternoon, roughly like around 4 or 5 p.m. And what happens is people arrive on Friday morning, and there's just an empty room with some boxes in it and a few dangling wires. And over the course of the weekend, people actually take the equipment out of the boxes and wire the studio and raise the antenna if it's necessary and just really actually construct the console. And it's a really hands-on experience.
Now, you were in Vancouver recently and showed a movie about the barn raising for Radio Free Nashville in Tennessee, and I remember the moment when the station finally went on the air, and it was such a high for the people there.
Yeah. A lot of times the groups that we work with have these trials and tribulations and these wonderful stories of a dream that someone had, and you know, here in the United States, we have to deal with the FCC, and they're very bureaucratic, so things take a long time to get done, and these people have had these dreams for like 4 or 5 years, and finally when we flip the switch for them at the end of the barn raising and they go on the air, it's like the most ecstatic moment for them. So, and we're always so happy to be there and share that excitement and enthusiasm with them.
You know, you talked a little bit about the preparations that go on in terms of time, 4 or 5 years in some cases. What's happening during that time?
Well, during that time, you know, people, there was in the year 2000 when the low power FM licenses became available to communities, there was just this 5-day filing window. So anyone that had to, that wanted a station had to file within those 5 days. And so it was this game of hurry up and wait with the FCC. So you'd have to hurry up and file your application and then wait to hear back from them to see whether or not your application had been accepted or denied. And then that was just one part of it. And the next steps were to get your permit to construct. And a lot of times low-power community radio stations here in the United States face challenges with where to set their antenna, and we have this issue going on about the third adjacency ruling, which means that a low-power community station in the United States cannot operate if there's another already existing full-power station from anywhere between, you know, the three dial numbers up and three dial numbers below. So there's all these stipulations. Although, you know, the people get granted these licenses, there's always this worry that something else is going to throw the wrench in the whole process.
And what does Prometheus Radio provide?
Well, as far as the barn raisings or to the...
As far as the barn raisings.
Yeah, as far as the barn raising, we provide... the volunteers. Well, I should state what the community station that we're going to be working with provides. They provide all the equipment and all the food and the housing. And what Prometheus provides is the technical workshops that are going on throughout the weekend and the manpower to get the project done in one weekend. So what that entails is a lot of pre-planning and recruiting volunteers and workshop presenters that will be giving that kind of information and disseminating all that knowledge to the people that show up. So that leads to the reason why we were in Vancouver a couple weeks ago was part of that. We're recruiting volunteers and workshop presenters on a tour where we spent 3.5 weeks on the road, and we traveled to anywhere that was in a 12-hour driving distance from Woodburn, Oregon, and we talked to community groups in Northern California, the whole way up the coast, the Pacific coast, to Vancouver, and just met with all these different groups trying to recruit people to come to this and help out in that effort. So
what kind of skills are you looking for from people?
We're looking for workshop presenters who have any engineering background, who have fundraising experience, who have experience with conflict resolution and governance for community radios, people that have written radio plays, people that can translate Spanish because this is going to be our second bilingual barn raising. So all of the workshops we're going to be having, which is about 30 to 40, we are going to have simultaneously in English and Spanish. So this is going to raise a little bit of a challenge, but we're looking a lot this time for any Spanish-speaking volunteers.
So I guess once you flip the switch and go away, then you've got a group of people who don't have any expertise in running a low-power FM station, and they need to try and get up to speed as fast as they can just in one weekend.
Exactly, and this is another a point that we're trying to raise and you know, take a proactive stance in. Usually what happens during these barn raisings is, especially the larger ones, is that the host organization ends up trying to accommodate all of the for the housing and the food and all those logistical things, and they don't actually get to go to those workshops. So this year we're fortunate to be working also really closely with KBOO in Portland, Oregon, and they are offering to do a lot of those logistical things that are involved with the barn raising so that as many of the PECUN members for KPCN can come to those workshops. And so if we can train as many people as we can during that weekend, they in turn will be able to train other people.
And KBOO is a community radio station down there in Portland. Tell me a little bit about PECUN, the organization that you're working with, who are going to have the radio station.
Well, it's an organization for farm workers. It's a farm worker and tree planter union, and it's the largest in I think the Northwest of the United States. And it's an umbrella organization for about 9 different other groups, and they have groups like a farm worker housing union, a women's rights group in there, a youth group, Lucha, and the main labor organizing group called CAUSA. So they're really a dynamic group, and we were able to see some of their work on May 1st, this past May 1st on May Day in Salem, Oregon. They brought 20,000 people out for a demonstration on immigrant rights, and they're really, really highly capable and functional and very extremely organized, and they've wanted a radio station for the past 25 years. And they, like I said, mentioned before, a lot of the groups that we work with have these tremendous stories of these journeys that they've gone through to get to where they are. And in PECUN's instance, they actually had a radio program on an AM radio station about 20 years ago and paid $250 for 1 hour. And they were doing what they do best, and they're organizing and calling people to come out to meetings and come out to demonstrations. And actually what happened was someone was listening in on the program one day, and he happened to be close friends with a local grower there, and he asked the station owner to pull PECUN's program off of the air immediately. And this breached their contract, and PECUN, being the awesome organizers they are, they weren't going to take that, and they filed a lawsuit against the AM radio station and won it and got their 2 weeks that they were entitled to, and they used those 2 weeks to tell their listeners that, you know, we're not falling off the face of the earth here, we're going to be moving to another radio station, you can listen to us at on KBOO's airwaves. So they were remotely organizing and broadcasting out of Portland, Oregon, which is about 30 minutes away from from Woodburn. And what happened there was that they were so good at convincing people to be active that they started to spend a lot of their energy and their staff resources in organizing demonstrations and protests in Portland when people in supermarkets were like, yeah, we agree with what you said. You're absolutely right. We should have a union too. And so, you know, while they're really willing and really excited that their message was being received so well, they had to kind of retreat and pull back their energy to Woodburn. And so, you know, they stopped the radio program that they had on KBOO and have been just waiting for their own station ever since then.
And what kind of coverage will the radio station have? I know it's low power, but I don't quite know how low power it is.
It's low power. I think they're going to be broadcasting at 30 watts, and their radio antenna is on top of a 130-foot water tower. So they're going to be able to get really kind of pretty far. And Woodburn, we got to visit there. It's a pretty flat area with not a lot of obstruction from any mountains or any other tall buildings. So they're going to be able to probably get around 15 to 20 mile radius.
What should people do if they're listening and they want to come down and help?
If people want to come down and help, you can register online. We really appreciate if people would register in advance. It really helps with the logistics of finding housing for people and making sure there's enough food. So we would really appreciate advance registration. The registration is $100 for the entire weekend or $40 for any portion of the weekend for a day. The daily rate is $40. But we never turn anyone away, and we use this model like, you know, if you can't afford it, you can still come, and, you know, you may buy a lottery ticket on the way home and win $1 million, and you might give Prometheus some because you had such an awesome time. So that's our model, and we don't really turn anyone away. So it's a sliding scale, and for more information about registration, this coming week we're going to post online on our website at www.prometheusradio.org. We'll be posting the online registration form there.
Fantastic. Well, I know at least one person from our show is planning to join you in Oregon, and hopefully more people from Co-op Radio.
Yay! That's great.
Thanks so much, Siadi.
Thanks, Jane.
I've been speaking with Siadi Gemachiza. She's the coordinator for a community radio barn raising in Woodburn, Oregon, this August. To find out more about the barn raising, you can find a link to Prometheus Radio on our website, and that's cooperadio.org/redeye. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.